Hello everyone, my name is Professor Robin Brito. I have around 25 years of experience in material management, working from right from the different hotels, restaurants, cruise liners. Based on these experiences, I like to share my experience with each one of you. Whatever insights I can give you is all practical experiences. Materials management hospitality. First chapter. The chapter shows the importance of stores and purchase management. What are the objectives from this? The objectives are the importance of stores and purchase in hospitality sector, the organization structure of stores and purchase, the wide scope of purchase and storage in hospitality units. For success of any restaurant, any hospitality industry, any hotels, it's very important there should be a proper coordination or synchronization between stores and purchase, because this is the life of our hotel. Whatever items is given to the guest, we make the guest happy. This is all based on the item which is received at the stores through a purchase, and again a coordination between the different departments. Every department will have material which is kept in the stores, but the stores has to ensure that all the materials which is received is stored properly and appropriately. This will show a very clear picture of how the items are stored on each of the shelf. Each of the product has been very clearly identifying, remarking what is the unit of measurement, what products they are, and how they are going to be used. What is the purchase and stores responsibilities? A systematic study of the role and responsible stores of purchase functions in hospitality. It aims at effective and simultaneous flow of materials to purchasing, receiving, storage, and issuing of food and other items in a hotel and catering establishment. So very clearly it shows that the department of purchase and stores had to work together, understand the needs, ensure that the product you receive has per the quality specifications of the organizations. Again, these quality and specifications are being ascertained through the respective department heads. They sit together with the different department heads. They ensure and understand what items are required, how it's required, how frequently it's required. Management process, it is a coordination and planning, as we said. A coordination and planning between what? Between the department heads, stores, and purchase. Again, there is a selection of items and purchasing, procuring of moving, receiving and storaging, issue of items to various departments. These activities are to be controlled, optimized to offer predefined service to customers at the least cost. In an organization, whatever items are being issued, if let's understand if there is a chicken which has to be purchased. First, we need to understand what is the quantity of chicken which has to be purchased. What is the specification? Is it going to be a fresh chicken? Is it going to be a frozen chicken? And what are different components in the chicken? Whether it's going to be a leg boneless, is it going to be breast boneless, is it going to be a chicken wings? Every single detailed information is being shared by the department heads with the purchase. Purchase will again in line understand the requirement and will coordinate with the vendor. Vendor will check with his availability as per our specifications. These items are then delivered to the respective stores, which he has to store it properly as per the SOP or the standard operating procedures. Hospitality industry deals with two important functions. And what are these functions? It's very important to understand the important functions, what are we dealing into? What is it? It is the understanding, it is a coordination, it is a communication between the departments to ensure, understand, we give the guest the best experience. Any guest who walks into a restaurant or walks into a hotel, there is an expectation which he carries. Fulfillment of that expectations or satisfying the guest is the key function of entire department, whichever department they are working in the hotel. So providing a guest with accommodation through clean, safe and comfortable rooms. We are all, as a guest, when you walk into a restaurant, we want that the hotel should be very clean, the linen should be clean, the food quality, what you buy or what we eat, it has to be of extreme good quality. Because these are the expectations when you walk into restaurants. The guest, when he walks out of the restaurant, should feel very happy. He walks out of the hotel, should be very comfortable, should feel that the quality of the product was very nice, and he should feel that the value for money is being taken care of. Hospital industry deals with different humans and guests. As we all know, the guest who comes into a restaurant is not only one particular. This could be a different country which they come from. They want to understand how the country is. So it's very important that we deal the guest with utmost care. We give them the best of service, give them the best of quality, give them the guest of best of product, and we do a on-time service, which is very, very important. Specialized in purchasing and storing. What is the need for specialized purchasing and storing? For that, we need to understand what is the type of material which we want. What is the quality of material what we want? The quantity is also important, and specifications. If these things is understood, it will be a very clear picture for what has to be ordered, when it has to be ordered, and how it has to be ordered. Because every product is different. We cannot compare a fresh fruit and vegetable with chicken, or chicken we cannot compare with seafood, or seafood we cannot compare with dairy products, because every product is different. A chicken or a fresh product, when it is received, it requires a temperature of 0 to 5 degrees. At the same time, an ice cream will require a temperature of minus 18 degrees. But in the case of paneer or milk, there will be different temperature. So we have to understand, okay, what are the items we require, what is the specifications of item we require, which has to be again understood from a different chef point of view and ordered accordingly. There are a variety of purchases which happens. Purchase in the food service industry ranges from a handful of mushroom to simple everyday item like eggs. So we say that purchase in terms of hospitality, in terms of hotel, the product can start from mushroom. It can be a very small quantity. It can be egg, which has a specification of 50 to 60 grams, or it could be a linen, or it could be a napkin, which is a polyester napkin, a cotton napkin. It could be have a bed sheet. So the range of products we need to understand. So in the case of hotel, every product is different, every requisition is different, every product will have its own identity or its own specifications. Purchase and store techniques are very greatly dependent on the item being purchased. So if you can see from this, the fresh fruit and vegetables, these are to be ordered on a daily basis. Even after ordering, we have to take care that it has to be stored properly. Because if you receive these items, fresh fish, fruits and vegetables, and if you don't store in the appropriate condition, quite possibility that this may get spoiled and we cannot use it. So when we cannot use it, it means we have lost our money, and lost our money means we lost our cost. Provisions, spices, canned bottles, these are the items which we receive and are stored in appropriate conditions. These items have a little better long shelf life. The shelf life could be of a year, the shelf life could be of 6 months and everything. But we need to ensure and understand these are received properly. For example, if it's a canned product, we need to ensure understand these cans are not damaged. This needs to be stored properly and clearly. Linen and cutlery, these items are usually not purchased on a daily basis or on a regular basis. But what we have to do is there is a requisition for this. Every quarterly or a half yearly, these items are received and issued accordingly. So we need to ensure, understand that the entire product cycle has to be understood. So with every category, whether we talk it for perishables, we talk of non-perishables, we talk of linen, we talk of crockery, we talk of cutlery. Every product will have a different life cycle, a different storage conditions, and different quantities, or rather different specifications also. Dry items like onions and potatoes, these are purchased on a weekly basis. Again, when these items are received, it has to be stored in open condition because so that we can check the product, whether the product is good condition, getting expired or what. These items are also purchased weekly. Again, the storage is very important. What kind of temperature we are storing it into? We should ensure that these items are stored with temperature of around 18 to 24 degrees temperature so that the product remains cool, the shelf life of the product also increases. A functional purchase system working within the approved budget, right quantity, right specification, and right time. Anything which has to be ordered at the restaurant level or the hotel level, there is a budget which has to be pre-approved. And how do we define this budget? This budget is defined again in terms of coordination with the different departments. So every department is being given a budget. For example, if it's a kitchen, we give them a budget as per the sales. If it's a housekeeping, we give them the budget as per the usage of cleaning materials or chemicals. So every department will give a budget. Based on the budget, our requisition comes to the purchase department. Purchase department will check with the different suppliers what are the products available at the best competitive rate and availability. After this is being done, then a purchase order is being released to the store department. Store will coordinate with the vendors and get the materials online. Scope of material management. First is material planning and control. What is material planning and control? It basically says key what is the item which we require, how much item we require, and when do we require it. How do we define these items? It's again a coordination or communication between the different departments, what is the item they require and when they require. For example, if there is a big bulk party or banquet party, we have to order more number of glasses, we have to order more number of linen as per the requisition. Selection of suppliers. Selection of suppliers will depend on what quantity you require. Every supplier will be different in terms of production, in terms of manufacturing, in terms of supplies of items. Purchasing, a coordination between the different departments to ensure, understand that the coordination between supply is done to understand what is our requirement is. These requisitions are again being given to the different vendors as per the specifications. Sometimes there is a tender process which we follow wherein all the vendors are being called for a sealed tender. As per the rate, we do a compare it to and accordingly order is to be given. Receiving place is a very important place when the items are being received. from whom it is to be received and when it is to be received. After receiving the product, the temperature is to be checked, the specifications are to be checked. If it's a frozen item, it has to be stored immediately. If it's fresh fruit and vegetable, it has to be washed and blanched and everything and given to the kitchen. If it's a linen item, it has to be stored in the backend area with the pantries. If it's a storage area, we have to ensure that the storage area is properly ventilated, proper illumination is there, storage areas, rack, shelf. These are the different areas which we have to look into. Issuing an inventory. Issuing an inventory means once the items are being received at the store level, it has to be issued. The most important thing in terms of a store function or store responsibility is that all the items have to be received appropriately. All the items which is received has to be materialized, has to be recorded properly. Recording can be done in terms of bin cards, recording can be done in terms of ledgers, recording can be done in terms of Excel. These are the different methods in which you can control an inventory. An inventory basically says that what items has been received, what item has been purchased, and what items has been issued to the different departments. Based on this different item which is being issued and everything, a control is being found out to ensure that same item has been repeatedly ordered to the respective vendors. Any point of time, the coordination has to be very clear so that we know what is the lead time of product. For example, if a linen is required of 500 numbers, we need to understand if the 500 linens are required after a month. So we have to ensure that a vendor has been given an appropriate lead time. Now the vendor may say that I may take 45 days to order a linen, to order a 500 quantity of linen. In this case, you need to ensure, understand that you're given the proper lead time to supply the materials. The organization of stores and purchase department. The hierarchy within the department depends on number of guest rooms, restaurant, conferences, room, banquet hall, etc. So the organization structure will show you how what has to be ordered, how it has to be ordered, how do we coordinate, what is the guest, what number of guests which is required, the conferences and everything. The allocation of responsibilities is complex and depends on the standard of the hotel and catering unit. It's not necessary that what is a small five-star hotel we require, the same quantity is required by the restaurant. The purchase person has to coordinate, ensure, understand key what is the different requisition which is required, how often is required, and when the materials are required. Specification has to be understood from the different concrete departments, and accordingly the vendor has to be given an order. If you can see from this small kind of a chart which shows what is the order department objective of a large hotel. This is of a large hotel where you have a director of stores and purchase. Under him there will be a stores manager, and under him there will be a purchase manager. The stores manager will have storekeeping person reporting to him, storekeeper food and beverage reporting to him. For purchase manager, there will be a purchase assistant who will reporting to them. Now everybody has their own responsibilities. Store manager has to ensure, understand the products are received as per specification, as per the delivery timelines. The purchase person will have to ensure, understand that he gets the right product for the department at the right price, at the right competitive rates, and make a right kind of an agreement with a contract with the vendor. These both have to report to a director of stores and purchase who will have to ensure, understand that the entire cycle is completed right from the requisition days to the right quality, right product and right supply. This is for a small organization where there is a general manager, and then he'll have a store manager, purchase manager. Then there's a store clerk who reports to the store clerk for a food and beverage, and purchase clerk. The overall aspect what we see is that everybody has understood the responsibilities. The right industry starts from the general manager who receives the requisition. He shares with the purchase manager. Purchase manager calls for vendors, calls for different requisitions from the vendors, ensures and understands what is the requisition as per the timelines, as per the specifications. Calls the vendor for a meeting, discusses within the lead time, discuss in terms of payment terms and conditions, how the payment is going to be done, when the payment is going to be done, whether the 30-day cycle. The specifications are being shared. A purchase order is being shared. In the purchase order, we have the terms and conditions of different materials, when and how it has to be received. All the items, when it's received, to give it to the store manager. Store manager ensures that the same items are being received, stored properly as per the standard operating procedures. Duties and responsibilities reporting to senior management. Every person will have to report to senior management, whether it's the purchase or stores, in terms of to understand what is the order being given to them. Purchase, receiving, storage and seller. These are the different areas of reporting where it has to be done, what items has been received, how it is stored, when it is stored, is the storage condition good enough. Do a market survey. Market survey report has to be done by the purchase to ensure, understand what are the different products available in the market, at what rates are the products available. Invite and analyze quotations. If there is a new requisition or there is a tendering process, the purchase person will have to ensure, understand that he has done a market survey report to ensure what products are available. Share it with the respective team, these are new products available. invite endless quotations according to that. Do a sample testing. Sample testing is very important because sometimes the vendor may inform you that he has a particular product, but you need to ensure and understand that the products are good enough. For example, if there is a milk, if there is an ice cream or milk, every ice cream will have a different fat percentage. So when we say that we want a better quality ice cream, so what is the percentage of fat in that? Is it 16% fat? Is it 8% fat? Similarly, it's very important that what items we are requesting from the different vendors. Supplier selection and evaluation. Once the supplier has been selected and evaluated, then we need to ensure, understand that the requisition has been given to him. A proper information has been shared for him in terms of quantity, quality, specifications of the product. Price chain analysis is to understand what is the price running in the market. Usually, poor fish, chicken, this mutton, these prices are fluctuating in the market. But grocery market can be stagnant, it can be an MRP based product. So, you need to understand what is the MRP of different products. Cash purchases are done in certain cases where you think the products are not available off the shelf. In these cases, we have the option of cash purchases, but cash purchase is usually avoided because you buy at a higher price. When you do an annual contract, you do a tendering, you get the products at a better price. Liaison with kitchen and other sections in the hotel. You have to coordinate with the kitchen people because these are the people who require the materials. The kitchen is going to serve the guest. They're going to serve the guest when you deliver the materials to them of the right quality and right specifications. For the success of the entire hospital, of the entire hotel, it's very important the communication, coordination between the kitchen staff, between the stores and the purchasers on a regular basis. Concept of stores and purchase in hospitality. Why is hospitality purchase management completely different from other production units? We need to understand what is the difference between the production, other production units and the purchase person. This calls for complete tasks, careful and regular planning and reviews. Careful is because we have to ensure and understand that what is required by the user departments is only ordered. For example, if they order of 100 kg of sugar, you need to order only 100 kg. You can order 125 kg, but you cannot order 500 kg because this will lead to a loss if the same product is not been requested by the department. There are cases when items are being ordered. For example, you buy a particular sauce, but there is a change in the menu. What happens is the entire item remains on the shelf and is not being used. So we have to be very careful what items are being ordered and how the order is being done. The ordering has to be done in timeline with the requested department. Go with the department, sit with them, understand the planning, understand a cycle of 6 months, 1 year, and according to the order has to be given. Development of new sources. Most of the time we have regular vendors for the product, but it's also very important to understand if we can get some new vendors for the product. Again, apart from the new vendors, we also can get a new alternative product for the same product, alternative sources available for the same product. Revision to stock levels. Stock levels are the orders which is given, so you need to understand what is the power stock level, what is the reorder level. So if you require 100 pieces in a month, you have to understand that the next cycle is after 1 month, then you have to again order 100 pieces. The cycle is to be very clearly understood and at any point of time. Strict control is in terms of receiving of materials, in terms of quality of materials, in terms of specifications of the material, and also understand that the materials are issued as per the norms. Whatever is received the first, it has to be stored behind and the old has to be issued first. This is called as a overall cycle of the materials. Efficient purchase and right storage. Proper storage, as we said, it has to be stored properly. Apart from the storage, it's also important that the proper data is maintained, a bin card is maintained of what is received, what is purchased, what is issued to the different department and what is the stock on hand, based on which the next requisition can be given. Issue without any waste. If there is any quantity which is required by them, if there is a quantity of 5 kg requisition, you have to only issue 5 kg. You cannot issue 6 kg or 8 kg because this will lead to a wastage. Efficient study supplied to kitchen. When you give a right product to the kitchen can do a proper product. Tasty foods, fresh fruits and vegetables, cold wines, fresh guest rooms. All this is very, very important to ensure and understand the guest is happy. A guest who walks into a restaurant has high expectation from you. Whether the guest comes into a room or into a restaurant business, they want to ensure understand that they get the right quality of the product, they get the right product, they get the best of product with the best quality. So these all expectations need to be fulfilled to the guest. Thank you very much.